Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It gives me great pleasure to present a very interesting and very practical research project in industry. And as you can see from the title, in this research, we try to convert VBP's patient satisfaction data into percentile rankings and using a reference distribution. And we studied three methodologies, and we try to compare the properties of these three methodologies, and we use the result to make decision for which one we want to use in for the implementation for the real production. Let me introduce some background about the VBP. The 2010 Healthcare Reform Bill mandates the implementation of Medicare's rate-based value-based purchasing, that's what we call VBP program for fiscal year 2013. And VBP evaluates hospitals' performance by 17 clinical measures for process of care and 9 patient satisfaction measures on a rate-based scale. Prior year's performance serve as the baseline reference from which the benchmarks like median and 95th percentile are derived for assessment year period. And patient satisfaction data must be converted into percentile ranks from 0 to 100 based on baseline data to facilitate the scoring process. Sorry for the typos. Now, what's a percentile rank? People usually get confused between percentile value, which is in original data scale, and the percentile ranks, which is always in 0 to 100 scale. And typically, we are interested to know a data distribution by specific percentile values, like 25th percentile, 50th percentile, and 75th percentile. But sometimes we convert the data into percentile ranks, like in this study, to reflect the position in the performance in the reference distribution for comparison purpose. Therefore, percentile rank is a standardized score to tell how good you are for any specific target measure, and also cross measures. So determining percentile ranks within one data set is very easy, but it's more challenging when two data sets involved, like in this study. Yeah, now it's a scoring process for patient satisfaction measures. We have, please see the number 1 to number 8. So the first 8 measures are assigned a score up to 10 based on the percentile ranks. So if you see the second column, so the original scale is a rate, it's like percentage. So the scale is between 0 and 1. And so we convert to percentile ranks. So it's the first 8 measures. But the number 9 measure, there's no original scale. The number 9 is the lowest percentile ranks. So if your lowest percentile is 50, then you got full 20 additional points. So the purpose is to make sure the hospital can maintain their satisfaction data well, more balanced, not just some very good and some very bad. And the number 9 is also the reason we want to convert the data to percentile ranks. This study design is retrospective cohort study based on hospital level data. And the study population, we have 3,725 hospitals with HCAHPS data for both 2007 and 2008 for hospital compare website, which is maintained by CMS. 2007 is for baseline data, and 2008 is assessment data. And for the demonstration purpose, only one patient satisfaction measure, which is overall hospital rating, has been used here. And methodology, we investigate 3 methods to assign percentile ranks based on reference distribution. Number 1 is cross ranking, number 2 percentile mapping, number 3 distribution modeling. And each method is individually evaluated for accuracy, variation, and the efficiency. Also, we do pairwise comparison to compare to evaluate the agreement with each pair of methods to see who are more similar, who are more different. Cross-ranking. This is it's most easy one. It's ranking each data point repeatedly within the entire reference distribution. We implement that by SAS, PROC, SQL, and we using properly, SQL can be viewed as a rank-based statistical tool for data analysis. If we use that in a smart way. And the feature of Cartesian product allows SQL to handle the repeated ordering of each data point, yi, in the reference distribution, x. So the percentile ranks of each data point can be calculated by the following formula. That's a percent of x smaller than yi. And in this methodology, we have to take n times n processing iterations. Here's your sample code. You can see that the number three, the third line, handle the formula I mentioned before. Yeah, it's very easy, right? Number two is percentile mapping. It's also very intuitive. This methodology is two steps. The number one, we create percentile lookup table, which contains 101 pairs of rank and rate listings. And we implement that by SAS PROC univariate. And this methodology can be also used by Oracle database. In Oracle database, we have a function called percentile. So it's very easy for IT folks to handle that. Then we mapping each data point to the nearest percentile values that is rate to obtain the corresponding percentile rank. And mapping can be implemented by compounds. This is SQL again. Can be a compound SQL technique called nearest neighbor join, which involves two unequal join procedures in opposite directions. I will show you in the next slides. And two unequal join not only make sure the nearest mapping is obtained, but also take care of the potential outlier in either direction of unequal join. And in this methodology, we take about n times 100 processing iterations. Here the sample code is more complicated, but still can be doable by IT folks. So in the upper one, it's a direction with y rate greater than lookup table rate. And we call this unequal join because with normal equal join, in a where statement, you will see that it's equal sign. But here you see unequal sign, that means unequal join. With unequal join, you have to use max or minimum. So for the upper one, we use maximum. We pick up maximum one, maximum value, and we also calculate the difference. So in the second part, we also do the same thing in a different direction, and we use minimum, also calculate the difference. And in the last line, we pick up the nearest one with the minimum difference. Number three is more modeling. It's a distribution modeling. The first step is also two steps. The method, conceptually, this one is very similar to the previous one, the mapping one. But we use a modeling here. The first step, we compute the empirical cumulative distribution function based on kernel density estimation. We use a SAS PROC KDE. Then we fitting the CDF data by piecewise linear regression, or we call spline. Spline modeling with nine knots implemented by SAS PROC REG. And please note that the rounded predictions represent the percentile ranks. And if we increase number of knots or include quadratic function, then we can improve the model fit But again, it's not much, just limited, so it's not worthy. So I just use a very simple one. It's just piecewise linear modeling. And the cubic function is not suggested because we may have decreasing sections in the curve. Here's the results. The gray curve is the PDF function, PDF, and the red line is the CDF. And we use the piecewise linear modeling, and the formula is in the bottom. And use 99 knots. Okay, and then we do some comparison. And the accuracy of each method is evaluated by Kendall's tau coefficient for rank correlation between the percentile rank and original data. So we see which one is more closely related to the original scale. And also we study the variation of each methodology, and we just evaluate by standard deviation. And efficiency of each method is evaluated by computation time using SAS 9.2 version on a reference desktop computer. And pairwise agreement is evaluated by root mean square between each pair of methods. Here is the results. Please first see the individual comparison. And for that one, you will see the distribution modeling is the best one because the Kendall's tau is the highest, and the standard deviation is lowest, and also the time is much, much smaller. And also pairwise comparison tell us that the first two methodology are very close, the cross-ranking and the percentile mapping. I have a summary in the next slides. It's a conclusion. So distribution modeling is the most parsimonious and efficient method to convert data into percentile ranks based on a reference direction, the distribution. Its the statistical properties in terms of accuracy and the variation are also a little bit superior, but requires more mathematical background to understand the approach. On the other hand, cross-ranking can be easily implemented by standard IT solution like SQL, but it's much more computationally intensive, and this may prevent it to be used for any online tool. And finally, the percentile mapping presents an in-between choice, which is still efficient for online application, but not that difficult to understand, especially for non-statisticians to understand, and it's easy for our IT folks to implement it. So actually, the PM, this one is the one we are using for our company. And the discussion, statistical properties like accuracy and variation are not very different since they simplify, reflect how smoothly the percentile ranks are calculated. So therefore, if you use So therefore, they can be more different if the sample size are smaller or more ties. In this case, you don't see much different because we have so many data points, 4,000. But if you have smaller, it will be much different. And on the other hand, efficiency is more distinguishing in this study because the sample size is large. But on the other hand, if the sample size is not large, efficiency will not so different. And percentile mapping is conceptually similar to distribution modeling, but its calculation is more like cross-ranking because they are in a discrete domain. It's not smoothly as distribution modeling. Finally, pairwise comparison also confirms that the cross-ranking and percentile mapping, they are in more agreement, they are more similar because they are all from the discrete domain. Okay, thank you. That's all my presentation.
Okay. There's time for questions. You have about 5 minutes left. So does anyone have a question for the speaker? I guess I had one question. You mentioned that if the sample size had been smaller, it might not work as well. Have you got any plans to play around with smaller data files and see how that works?
For small data, for small sample size, we may have to use modeling because the first two methods will be more discrete, so not smooth.
Yeah. I was just wondering if you were going to try to figure out how small, where the cut point would be when you should.
Simulation research. It's not just my study.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But it's good suggestion.